Station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, are New Jerseyans doing enough to keep addictive drugs out of the wrong hands? A new Rutgers Eagleton poll suggests that most Jersey adults are at least aware of proper storage and disposal techniques.
42% of residents say they're very familiar with this, and another 32% are somewhat familiar. Only 23% say they are not familiar at all.
29% of New Jerseyans in the poll say they or a family member has been prescribed an opioid for pain in the past 2 years. That's a huge drop off from a pre-pandemic poll. A walkout originally planned during lunchtime at Eastern Regional High School in Voorhees today in support of Palestine was canceled after two Camden County commissioners sent an angry letter to the district superintendent saying the protest was happening during the Jewish holiday of Passover. Students agreed to cancel the walkout and opt for a peaceful rally on May 20th instead. However, extra police will be around as some students still plan to defy school officials and walk out anyway. A man has been reconvicted in a brutal East Rutherford murder from back in 2012, Jonathan O'Halloran reports.
The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office announced that 48-year-old Daniel Rochette was once again found guilty of a slew of charges, including first-degree murder and arson for the death of 70-year-old Barbara Vernieri. Prosecutors say Rochette beat the 70-year-old grandmother and then, while she was still alive, set her body on fire. Rochette was originally convicted in 2017, but an appeal led to the decision being reversed based on evidence testing issues. He's scheduled to be sentenced in June.
A Jersey City-based company that produces burger-making vending machines has landed a $1.5 million deal thanks to Shark Tank. The three co-founders of RoboBurger went on the reality show recently and demonstrated a vending machine that creates customized burgers within minutes. The panel members were a bit skeptical about the business model, but in the end, two investor judges put up $1.5 million for a 9% stake in the company. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.